This is also seventh grade, bro. You know how fidget spinners were a big thing, right?
No way you were selling fidget spinners. No way you were selling fidget spinners.
I would advertise. Oh, this thing got a 5-minute spin time, a 5-minute bearing,
You
bro.
timed it?
It was, yeah, I timed it. I took the phone and timed it.
No way.
People paid $40 for that.
No, you're kidding. This episode is sponsored by Orange County Lung Center. From asthma to COPD, breathing disorders are not easy to live with. With Orange County Lung Center services, these disorders can be managed. From sleep studies to pulmonary function tests, your disease can be pinpointed and efficiently treated. That's already really nice. But there's more. OC Lung Center is offering revolutionary telemedicine services using state-of-the-art technology so that you can be seen by a doctor remotely. That sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie. For more information, visit oclungcenter.com. Yo, what's going on, you awesome people? Welcome back to Truthful Society, the podcast with the truth you may or may not want to hear. You already know what's going on. My name is Thayer Rejab. I know you guys have already missed me. You know, it's been 2 weeks. Thank you guys for subscribing and listening. And if you haven't, you definitely should. I love you people for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode, we got Vijay Vankadaru here to steal the show like a beast. One of my well-dressed friends and an avid stock investor. All right, my boy, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Vijay Vankadaru. Yeah, I do stocks and like CompSci or whatever. Wow. Also like planning my fits, just like Thayer said. Yeah, I try to dress well, you know, style myself. But yeah, that's pretty much it, bro.
Nah, dude, so, you definitely been dressing well.
Okay.
Thrifting and stuff? Come on now.
Dude, I'm not that good at thrifting, to be honest. I'm pretty trash at thrifting. I swear every single store that I go to, like I'll see like a shrunk like Cars hoodie, and like I won't even see anything that's like in my size. It's really hard because I swear the like
they're kind of dry
is
now.
Thrifting now.
Yeah, they're kind of dry
it's
now.
It's just because everyone's thrifting now, like everybody.
Everyone's
so,
on that wave.
Yeah, it's hard. Like even if you go, we went to the Rose Bowl together, right?
And, yeah, it was hella like, dry.
Like it was dry, and then if you wanted something, dude, it's gonna be like way too expensive. Like everything's saturated. It's just resellers now.
Yeah,
it's not like the actual like. The actual people, like the actual thrifting, like companies that like just put out clothes. It's the resellers of those now just upping the prices. So it's like, it's really hard to just get like a solid piece for like $10. I remember back in the day, like I'm talking like I'm old, bro, but like probably like just 2 years ago, bro. Like you could probably go to a place, thrift there, and you'll get some fire stuff like Nike crew necks, all of that for just $10, bro.
Yeah, dude. I bought a Nike crew neck for like $35 when I went. It's way more expensive now, but somehow you managed to make it work, you know, regardless. Nice job.
Yeah, it is.
Nice
it
job,
is.
Mr. Vankadaru.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned you were a stock investor. You do stocks. Wow. Nice.
Wow.
So what do you have to say about the Ukraine versus Russia war? If you don't know about this, by the way, listen. That's random. Okay, but Listen. It has to be talked about. If you don't know about this, you're living under a rock. This is for all my viewers too. You need, like, at this point, you got to know about it. So what do you have to say about that?
That's a crazy transition. Oh yeah, yeah, you just talked so. What you think about the UK versus Russia thing?
Yeah, let me get your word on that.
So I got two perspectives from actually an investor standpoint.
And yeah. I'll start with that.
Like investor standpoint. I mean, all I see is just the whole market is going down, except for oil. Which is actually kind of like skyrocketing, but the whole market's going down. Oil's only going up because we're not going to be getting as much oil because Ukraine is in a crisis right now. So yeah. They're kind of avoiding trade, avoiding all that. So it's going to be definitely a lot more tough, but it's just panic selling and panic because if there is a World War III, if there is a war, we are going into recession and all that, but...
Definitely.
I don't think that's gonna happen. It's just like a lot of the market just focuses on
current
just,
world
like,
events.
Heavy reaction to news. Like heavy reaction to news. Like a company can be doing well, but like just like news can bring it down so much. And that's why like even COVID-19, like statistically, like we didn't do that terrible during it, but it's just the news. It pounded us.
Yeah.
Right. Like so we had a heavy reaction towards it. It still was bad, like we still economically did not do well off. We were technically economically in a recession, but from like just the standpoint of how the overall market reacted, it was a little like it was a multiplied effect. So
Yeah, dude. I was in the gym that night. I was just working out, and then I look at the news, Fox News, and it's like, oh yeah, Putin invaded Ukraine. I thought they were joking. I whipped out my phone and I searched it up. They were not joking. That man invaded. And I was like, the market's actually screwed tomorrow.
I mean, other than the market, I was actually genuinely like surprised, because I thought, like, you know, how we arm troops on people's borders and all that stuff. We do that like to scare necessarily, right?
Yeah.
Like, to get something out of it. But like, so I was like, okay, so Russia just put their, like, I didn't think too much of it when they like put their armed soldiers on the border and whatever, and they were just like there, right? And I was just like, oh yeah, they're just trying to scare Ukraine into whatever, some political garbage or something like that. And then they actually go in, like,
yeah, they go all in.
That's insane. And like, it's kind of weird, because a lot of the like executives of a country just make the overall country's decisions. Like, that's like,
yeah,
kind of, it's kind of crazy how that can take place. Like, there's so many people in Russia probably just living a normal ass life like us, like just a normal life.
Yeah.
But they're not at a fault for Putin, like, going into,
for doing what he did. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I would be surprised if they didn't know about it. Like, at this point, almost everyone kind of knows about it. Like, it's all over the news. Yeah. And people are spreading it. There's kind of fear factor in it too. Like, you know,
of course,
a lot of people are like being played to be fearful right now and stuff.
I mean, think about it, bro. It's Russia. They got
That's kind of why
they compare in the amount of nukes to us. Like, I think they have more, or they have just about the same in nuclear power.
That's why there's not that much immediate like action right now.
You can't do anything, bro.
They don't want to start a world war.
Yeah, and like the fact that he said like, oh, if you guys try to stop us trying to like get into Ukraine, there will be like action taken against you. Like, that's just scary, bro.
That's nuts.
Like,
yeah.
Dude, if we try it, that means, dude, we're getting a nuke at us. Like, that's basically what he's saying. And
he's basically saying we're going to be in the draft in a year.
Yeah, like,
pretty much.
That's why there's no action, like you said. Like, it's just really scary. And I don't know. I've seen like a lot of videos online of like people from Ukraine getting drafted, and they're like, them hugging their wives and going out into war, and I'm
I heard they were like arming like civilians out there, like anyone 18 and above. Yeah. they're handing out weapons to them.
It's basically a draft, bro. It's basically a draft.
It's actually crazy.
Like, I'm like, dude, there's no way they have to be put into this position. Like, what do they do? To be honest, like, Russia just said, oh, you're supposed to, like, Ukraine is supposed to be part of ours. Like, why are we not? And then
I looked into it. I think Russia invaded Crimea, which was a part of Ukraine.
Ukraine, yeah.
Yeah, and then they invaded that in 2014. But
they were pro-Russia, that's the thing.
Yeah,
Crimea was pro-Russia, right?
But, like, that's, like, southern of the country, right? So, like, if they have that, then they have, like, surrounded the country, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking they're trying to reestablish, like, some, like, a USSR, like, land bounds, you know what I mean? Like, Soviet Union land bounds.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to go back to the old.
Get back those land they lost.
Uh-huh.
This obviously was planned. It's kind of nuts.
Also, if you think about it, dude, like, isn't Russia like one of the biggest, or maybe is it the biggest country in the world?
I actually do not know.
Because I'm pretty sure Russia might be bigger than China. I'm not 100% sure.
Honestly, it might be.
All that mass above, I'm pretty sure. Let me see.
No, it is. It is.
Yeah, it's the biggest country in the world, right? And they're just trying to get bigger.
But not the population, though. Because
of course,
like, it's huge, but not everywhere is like populated.
The north is just like ice. It's literally ice. So you can't really like
live there.
So, yeah. So it's still crazy that they hold the most land and they're still going out for more, bro.
It's like, okay, no, it's like we studied history, bro. Like, seeing this is a little alarming, you know.
yeah, bro.
It's not something to be. It's nuts.
I don't know what to say. No country can really do anything, because they're fearful. I'd be fearful too.
Like, yeah, dude.
They have so much control. Like,
that's what the whole Cold War thing was about, fear.
Because the thing is, we've been like developing for so long without any war necessarily, like not any extreme war, like World War II, World War III. So we've been developing for so long, and some countries have been developing more. So like us, like US and Russia. So they have like a power to like, not deploy their own troops, but just to destroy a country just merely off of their, like, nukes and
they
power.
Like, they, like, have the power to wreak havoc, basically. Like, regardless of who's trying to stop what.
And at that point, like, war is just useless, bro. we can't stop it. It's just let them do what they're doing, and hopefully they don't wreak havoc, right? Like,
yeah. So, like, what? You said the oil is going up, right? Right now?
Well, oil prices are going to go up. Yeah, yeah.
Are you taking advantage of that, like, as an investor?
I mean, it's really hard. Like, let me look at crude oil right now.
Like, how do you invest in it?
So, you would just look at, like, ETFs or...
crude oil ETFs?
Crude oil, yeah, like, stuff like that.
I see.
Right now, if I'm looking at it... Oh, shoot, apparently... I'm just looking at it right now. Yeah, so China stocks up on oil despite surging prices. Oh, okay. Yeah, so basically oil is just surging up right now.
Yeah, I heard it was like $100 a barrel.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't look into that much, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
It is $100 a barrel. Yeah, that's insane. I mean, as an investor, I don't know how you can necessarily take full advantage of this. But if we do see oil going up, right, and we see our gas, that means, like, places like Chevron, like Shell, they might be going up in their prices. Like, we'll be seeing, like, high $5 oil, or, like, gas prices for our car.
And it's already bad enough, you know? It's gonna
I
get
know,
worse.
I know. Especially in California where we live. But
yeah.
If we're looking at it from that perspective, then I think that, like, maybe these companies are going to make more money off of, like, shooting oil prices. Because I know back in... Because I had a teacher way back in junior high whose friends actually owned a gas station, right?
Yeah.
And they owned a gas station, and that's when the oil prices were around $4, and they shot up to 5 again. So when they shot up to 5, apparently they made hella money. They made lots of money.
The gas station?
Yeah, the gas station just made hella money off of that shot in price. So then they sold their gas station, and they ended up with, like, a good amount of money. So I guess from an investment standpoint, maybe you can invest into those gas companies, but I don't know how if they're raising the price, but also oil's price is raising, like, going higher. They're just going with, like, the economic level, so they're not necessarily gaining more of a margin on their profits. But I mean, it did seem to work. Like, they did seem to get more money out of it. So maybe there's something to it that I'm not seeing.
We'll see what happens. Like, I heard right now, they're, like, the Russian troops are advancing into the capital. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there. But at this point, we just observe.
But 100%, like, you should just look at crude oil. Like,
yeah.
Because we're seeing, like, I'm seeing all these headline news, like, oil prices soar above $100 and could go so much higher. Like, a lot of this is also, like, inflated because people are putting money into the market because of the news.
Yeah. So, the real question is, how did you start investing? Because, like, everyone hears about, like, those, all those stories, like, oh, this guy's, like even gurus, they talk about, oh, I started, like, I'm made so much money, now I'm this and that, I'm a millionaire, whatnot. Like, how did it start with you? Like, how did you start?
Hey, bro, let me keep it above 50 with you, though. I ain't no millionaire, bro.
Not yet. Obviously, but I'm talking about the gurus.
I ain't close to anything, bro. Yeah, I'm still a novice, bro, but I kind of started in, like, sixth grade. Exactly. So what happened was, I was just driving, right? Or
driving?
I was driving in sixth grade, but I was just vibing, right, in my car with my parents, and then kind of just, like, I always saw my parents kind of be involved in the market and always look at, like, stocks in the morning. I'm just like, they're looking at CNBC, you know, like, the news in the morning with, like,
where they read out the headlines.
Yeah, I was just be like, what's going on, bro? And then I asked my parents, and then my parents were like, oh, yeah, this is how it works. And I was kind of curious, right? So me doing my sixth grade things, I did my own research, but I did my own research through, like, my mom's computer or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even have a phone until eighth grade, if I remember correctly. So then I realized, oh, shoot, like, I should, like, kind of, like, learn this, you know? Like, because I saw just a bunch of people, like, talking about, like, investing and how good it is, whatever,
yeah,
long term and stuff, right? But it's so saturated with, like, different types of knowledge, different types of material, so it was really hard to decipher through it. But I created my own account, and not my own account, I was using my parents' account,
yeah,
in about, like, seventh grade-ish. And here's when I, like, looked at companies that I knew about, like, Facebook, about Jack in the Box. I'm just saying, like, companies that have Walmart, you know, like, I knew about these companies, right? And then when you look on YouTube, there's still plenty of resources during that time. They'd be talking about, like, oh, like how to analyze a specific stock, like how to look at this. And there's plenty of resources online just developing by the day.
So what, you watch those? Like how to analyze stocks and whatnot?
Yeah, I used to. They didn't really help me analyze stocks. They helped me understand stocks. So they helped me understand like the indicators, all that. Now I use the indicators for my own benefit, not the way they would use them, but it helped me understand like what these are.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what something is, right? Yeah, so like a MACD or like a RSI or like those indicators, like they help me. And like candlesticks, like I didn't even know, like if from an outside perspective, like, dude, I could tell how stocks look so complex. It's like,
so many people think they look complex.
It just looks like a bunch of lines and like graphs that you have to like micro-analyze by the second, by the hour.
Yeah, and then people think, you know, the time actually counts. Like you got to time it right and stuff. It's like, even that's also like even my first impression.
Yeah, it's like it seems very scary and like too complex. So but when you watch those videos, you realize like, oh, it's not that bad. I'm literally just using the news, using information that the company posts to predict where the company's gonna go, right? It becomes a lot easier. So around seventh grade, Snapchat became public. So I was kind of interested because I used Snapchat before I used Instagram, right? And what happened was a bunch of people on social media, or not social media, but like Snapchat was getting like a lot of traction, especially within like my school or whatever. And I was like, I was interested in everything. So then I looked into it and I found out that my parents actually put money into Snapchat, right? And I was just like, oh, shoot. Okay. So they know something about it. And then my parents actually asked me about Snapchat. And I'm just like, they're like, oh, does it compare to Instagram or Twitter or like Facebook? And I was just like,
yeah.
I was just like, wait, hold up. In my like class, like this is me thinking of it from a very young perspective. So this is just how I got into it, right?
Yes.
Like my class, I was just like, wait, I use Snapchat more than I use Instagram. I use Snapchat with like me being like dumb, but like,
yeah.
How is Instagram market cap at like, I don't know, say 100 billion, and Snapchat's market cap is only at like 500 million? I'm just like, wait, that doesn't even make sense, you know? I was like, wait, Snapchat should be like at least like half of Instagram, or because Instagram's owned by Facebook, so like half of Facebook. Or
hey, real quick, can you define market cap for the viewers?
Oh, the fancy my bad. Words? So market cap is your volume, so how many stocks there is, right? Yeah. Times the price of the share. So say if I had like, say if there, let's take Apple, right? And there's 1,000 shares of Apple, and Apple's at $5. The market cap would be $500.
Yeah. Right?
There's 1 million shares of Apple and it's at $5, the market cap would be 5 million. It's basically all the shares multiplied by the price of the current stock. And that's the market cap at that point.
All right. And nice. I see. On the real, dude, why'd you start investing though? Because it's like, what's your reason behind it? What do you want? What do you seek out of investing? Because there's so many people that start for various different reasons. Like some people just want the bread, you know, they want money, right? And then some people invest because they actually want to make a difference. Like, why do you want to invest? What are you doing?
Dude, I'm going to be real. I do not care about making a difference. I just want the money, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't know. I started investing because I couldn't really do any jobs at, like, 8th grade, 7th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Like, you can work when you're, like, maybe now my age. Like, I see a lot of kids going out to work. And I was just like, I can't really do that. And I want to make money. I want to be self-sufficient, right?
Yep.
It was kind of that, like, it's kind of like, I don't want to depend on my parents, like, type of thing, to get this thing, to get that thing. But, you know, I feel weird to ask my parents, oh, can I get these shoes or whatever? Like, all that kind of build up to, like, dang, I need to be on the grind set, and I need to, like, wake up at 4, like, study the market, and then do that, right?
Yeah.
So then it's just because of that, basically, that I started investing.
Yeah, you're, like, the live embodiment of Truthful Society right now.
Okay. Well. I ain't that perfect. Yeah.
On the real, dude. Right. When I was in like sixth grade, like I wasn't thinking about no stocks. I thought about it. Like I thought, you know, stocks would be cool and all, but I never got into it. When I was in sixth grade, I was selling Legos. Okay.
Hey,
that was my grind. Because I had when I was like a kid. Like I'm talking first grade, second grade. I used to live in Louisiana, right? Mm-hmm. It's hella random. But I'd buy all these different like random Legos, right? It's all these different Legos my mom would buy me, and then fast forward to sixth grade, they're all like jumbled up in like one piece. And I was like, you know, I can make money. I can make money like building these and then selling them. So I spent like hours because it was like thousands of pieces. I had to fish them out and then put the Lego pieces together and then sell them, right? Mm-hmm. So I made some decent money from that, but that was like what I was doing in seventh grade. I was not on the stocks.
No. Hold up. That's what I was doing too. That's what I did before. It's actually what gave me the money to have the money to be able to do stocks. So I was actually a reseller. So I was
sold
the
shoes? Kid.
Yeah, shoes.
You were the kid that tried to sell shoes?
Not just that, bro. This is kind of funny, but back in like, so this is also seventh grade, bro. You know how fidget spinners were a big thing, right?
No way you were selling fidget spinners. No way you were selling fidget spinners.
I bought fidget spinners off of Amazon for like, there was like a dollar per fidget spinner. Sometimes you can get like a pack of 10 for like $3. The normal ones, right?
Yeah.
Everyone from my junior high knows about this. Everyone, bro. I bought like so many fidget spinners and I just started selling them to kids at my school, bro. I would advertise, oh, this thing got a 5-minute spin time, a 5-minute bearing, bro.
You timed it?
Yeah, I timed it. I took the phone and timed it.
No Dude, way.
People paid $40 for that.
No, you're kidding.
People is that, paid for it.
How much? $40. How much is the most?
$60,
how much is the most you made from one fidget spinner? How much is the most you made from one fidget spinner?
Most I made, I spent $10 on this fidget spinner and someone paid $65 for it.
Why? Why did they pay $65? How did you market it? What did you tell him it did?
I literally said, look at it. It's chrome finished, metal, and has a 5-minute spin time. I don't know. I don't know, man. I literally don't know.
That fidget spinner better provide him shelter or something, dude. Like, there's no way. All right, we've made it to the halfway mark. You already know what time it is. It's time for that ad. All right, welcome back to the second segment of this podcast episode. If you guys are still listening, I actually love you guys. Thank you, guys. All right, enjoy.
Yeah, so I sold fidget spinners. I also resold clothes. Like, I got a lot of drops, like... I don't know if you remember, like, the Human Race NMDs. Like, those were a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeezys were... The V1s were worth way more back then. Like...
So you resold those?
Not just those, but, like, clothes and stuff. I was a kid that wore, like...
Did you, like, bring them to school? You just brought them to school and sold them?
No. I didn't sell the kids, though.
Okay, I was gonna say...
Yeah, I sold them on Grailed. I sold them on Grailed.
Okay.
But I had my own pieces that, like, I wanted to keep. So I was a kid that wore Bape to school, did not want to flex, so I put an Under Armour hoodie on top of my Bape shirt, bro.
You didn't want to flex?
It was terrible, bro. I wore the shirt. Like, I literally wore this shirt and put an Under Armour hoodie on top. Like, I just ruined the purpose of even having that shirt.
That's actually nuts.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of Hypebeast friends in seventh grade, too. Like, they were on the Supreme and Bape and whatnot, you know? I never really was on that trend, though. Like, I never bought Hypebeast stuff.
I had bots. I paid like $50 per bot, and those got me some drops from Supreme or whatever. And then
so basically
I pivoted from that. So I made money from that, right? And that gave me like a good like 2-3K to start off with in stocks. Yeah,
and then you took that and put it in the market. I see.
And I put it into the market. I'm faded from that reselling thing. Like, it's still in my roots. Like, I still try to get drops. Like, I'm not trying to pay $600 for some dunks, bro. So
yeah, obviously.
Obviously, like, I still have, like, I literally only have Twitter. Like, I follow three accounts, and those are all sneaker accounts, so that I get notifications.
You keep up with them?
Like, that's the only reason.
I don't know. I'm only recently getting into that, shoe game stuff, too. Like, I realize my shoes are kind of dry. Like, I have Blazers, and I have Jordans, like, Lowe's. That's it.
Yeah.
I wanted to get Dunks, but I can't find any, like, that are at a decent price right now.
To be honest, like, your shoe game isn't your whole style, bro. I don't even have that crazy of a shoe game. Like,
that is actually facts. I don't know. I was thinking about getting at least one more shoe.
Honestly, getting into shoes is basically, it's like a...
Well, not like getting into shoes. I just wanted to get one shoe, you know?
One shoe. One,
yeah. Like
one unique
night
shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. That's what I wanted. But to be honest, once you get that one night shoe, you're going to try to take care of it. You can get that Crep Protect. You can get all of that. You got to clean that
dude,
shoe every day,
you know,
bro.
Those people at the mall? You know those people at the mall that, like, call you over like, hey, let me clean your shoe. Well, I ended up buying from him once. I'm not kidding. I was like, okay, I'll just buy it so he stopped bothering me. So I bought it, and I negotiated with him. Here's the thing. He was like, hey, bro, will you do 40 for it? And I was like, no, dude. And I was like, how about this? How about you do 25? Like, I was ripping him off $15. I was like, how about you do 25? I didn't think he'd accept it. This guy was like, you know what, bro? Take it. I took it. I still have it. I bought it like 3 years ago. I still use it. That's how I clean my shoes. Now, every time I go to the mall and they tell me, I'm like, hey, man, I already bought it. I already have it.
Dude, like, $40 for a shoe cleaner? That's highway robbery. That's highway robbery.
That's robbery. That's why I scammed him. Yeah. I scammed the scammer.
Yeah. Rejuvenator is really fire. Like, that's a really good shoe cleaner. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know why I'm talking about shoe cleaners now. But, no, like, for real, you don't need good, like, you don't need Shoe Game for good style, bro. Like,
dude, and even, like Supreme, right? I never really got into Supreme. The first time I ever bought something from Supreme was like 2 days ago. And I bought it for, it was like not even for me, it was a gift for someone.
Uh huh.
It was just a shirt. It was like a Japanese collab for the shirt. It looked sick.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, it was not bad. It's like, I'm not really into that stuff, but hey, you made money off of it. That's what's up.
Yeah, bro. And honestly, like, the fashion trends just, like, go away. Like, Supreme, like, they changed quickly. Like, it's gone, bro. It's dead now. Like, I remember how much BOGOs costed, bro. I used to have a couple BOGOs, bro. And now, or like having, quote unquote, like I sold them later, but like,
yeah.
They were worth like $1,000, dude. Like $1,000 for a shirt?
That's actually nuts. I would never pay that.
Bro, like,
I don't understand. Like, I went to the store right 2 days ago to buy like that shirt. I was looking at the other stuff they had, like the accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, they had like a bag for $250. Like, not even a big bag. It was like a small, like mini duffel bag, like kind of like a fanny pack. $250. Yeah, yeah. Who pays? Like, I can't. I don't know. Right. I don't know if you're balling like that, but I cannot pay that much for a bag.
I'm not balling like that either, bro.
That's way too much.
It is way too much. But that's just how it is, bro.
How do you maintain stocks with school? Because, I mean, obviously, everyone here, you hear stocks, you think it's complex. Then you do school on top of that. Like, how do you do that?
I don't lie, it's a sacrifice, bro.
What do you sacrifice?
My school for stocks, bro.
Are you sure? You're kind of smart, man. You're doing the full IB program. I don't know if you're sacrificing school.
Okay.
Honestly, I feel like I think you're sacrificing sleep.
Yeah, I don't want to say it, but it's sort of true. It is sleep is very non-existent within my life. You'll hear me say, like, quite oftentimes, 2-3 times a week, oh, I didn't sleep today.
I'd be seeing it on your story, bro. Like, sometimes I feel like you're capping. Like, I'll hear you be like, dude, I haven't slept in 48 hours. And I'll be like, how? You're nuts.
Yeah.
Yet again, your stamina's crazy. Like, I know you go out a lot, so I know your stamina's crazy.
No, but like, it's stupid though. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Sometimes I'm built different. Sometimes I'm just not built different. I will get burnout very quickly. Like, the weekends are so blissful. I sleep like 15 hours in a night, bro. Like, last night I came home at 12:15. Bro, you call me at 10 to wake up, bro. I was gone till like 12:30. So it's a good 12 hours, dude. Yeah,
I figured you were sleeping. I was like, it's okay. Yeah. I'll let him sleep.
Yeah, it's not good, dude. You feel like, sometimes you feel like shit. Yeah. Sometimes you get the energy, you run on the adrenaline to get through the day with like good amount of energy. I don't know. Sometimes it is a coin flip, like how your day is going to be like with lack of sleep, but it's not healthy. Bro.
Sometimes you wake up like energized. Sometimes you don't. I know what you're talking about.
Sometimes you don't. Yeah.
See, I had a friend that used to say, like, there's like the trinity that you give up in life, like no matter what you do. And that's like right now for us, it's like social life, grades, and sleep. And you got to give up one to have two. You know what I mean? So like, you could give up social life to have grades and sleep, or you could give up grades to have social life and sleep. Or you could give up sleep to have social life and grades.
I feel like some people have gotten the Holy Trinity though, bro.
That's like the goal right there. Try to make all three of them work.
Nah, bro. It's just like, I gotta get off my YouTube, get off like all this, all that. Like,
distractions.
I played Subway Surfers for 1 hour today, bro. 1 hour, bro. Subway Surfers, bro.
What are you doing, like, surfing?
Aren't you number one though,
NA?
Yeah, I got number one NA today for week 8,
I saw that on
bro.
Your story. I was like, there's no way.
Come on. No, but like, why would I play Subway Surfers? Like, it's just a waste of time, bro. Like, it's those people that can like
that can balance it? Do they have like discipline?
They have a better. They have crazy grind set. Like, I could never.
Dude, a grind set like that takes years to build. I don't even have that. Like, I'll waste hella time on like either Instagram or even like just watching anime, dude. This is like literally what I waste most of my time.
Watching anime, like all that, bro. Like, it's so hard. But then it's also like, dude, like just have some fun in life too.
Okay, yeah, like don't become super strict on yourself, definitely. Like I have a B in calc right now, but I'm not like losing my mind over it, you know?
Of course.
Like calculus is hard at this point. And it's senior year, I'm like, you know what, if I can get an A, I'll get an A, but if I can't, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And sometimes I feel like you can waste time in like weird ways. Like I sometimes I'll waste time in the gym. Like the gym you think is some grind set place, right? You think, oh, I'm grinding at the gym. But sometimes waste time in the gym. It's like, it's nuts.
Of course, bro. You're out here trying to finish your workout in like an hour, and then you talking to your friend about life for like a solid 20 minutes hour. Before you get into your next set, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah, like I'll be in there for 2 hours, 3 hours. It's nuts.
Yeah, bro. You'll be out here trolling or whatever. Like, it's not. It's these little things that just add up. People who are just straight dialed and grind, like, there's people
it's
who
like
have a social life, can do sports, best grades in their class, but like, I don't know, man. Like,
it's great. I don't know. I think genuinely the number one thing they have is focus. And I know like focus is probably the most important thing, but I don't know how to get it. Like
I don't know.
Because anyone could say, just want it enough. But like, I'm still, even myself, just still trying to find out the best way to be focused, like to want something so much like they do.
Yeah. I'll be working on something for 15 minutes, dude. I'm just like, damn, a YouTube video would sound so nice right now, bro. Like, it's hard.
It's not really like that focused, though. It's more like focused on the three, like the biggest goal they have in their life, rather than like focusing
on,
you know, like an assignment or something. I doze off on those too, you know.
Mm-hmm. 100%. But yeah, so if you're asking me how I balance it, it is just a lack of sleep, but not. Like, once you get into the groove of it, like, it takes a long time to get started with stocks. But, like, once you get into the groove, man, like, you'll be able to get down research, do all that, like, within, like, an hour and a half every day.
You know, I feel like stocks is easy to get started, hard to master, you know?
No, that's true. But it might be easy to get started, but it's hard to make it a repeatable cycle, if that makes sense. It's hard to... Yeah, it's hard to, like, get used to, kind of understand, make sure you're doing it correctly, like, every single day, every single time you're analyzing something, every single time you're looking at, like, a SEC filing or something like that. Like, SEC filing is, like, company statements and stuff.
Yeah.
So, every single time you're reading it, like, you got to make sure. And then soon you kind of get a groove of it. You're like, oh, wait, I don't care about this SEC filing because it's never helped me before. Or I don't care about this statistic because it's never helped me before.
Yeah.
Or this news doesn't deal with things that I do now. Like,
it's like when I started when I started doing stocks, and I wasn't doing like hardcore. I just started. My dad gave me some money to invest, and I was like, you know, I'll try it. It was kind of a disaster because I lost like 20% of it in like a month, right? You remember that. You kind of helped me like exit out of it, that horrible trade. So I traded this one company, right? And I initially made money. I initially made 20% profit, but I didn't sell because I didn't know. I didn't really think about any rules or anything. It was kind of like speculation more than investing. Like I was just, you know what I mean? I would just have my money in there and I was just watching it, you know?
Yep.
And then I lost my mind when it started going down. And it was like a fear of missing out thing. And then I just held on, but lost my mind. And then eventually I made the decision never to come back to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much. And now I don't really, I don't speculate like that anymore. Now I'm more of an ETF guy. I'm playing it safe because I need, you know what I need? You know what I need, bro? I need time in the market before I can start balling.
Of course, paper trading is always a great option.
Hell
yeah. Understand. People always want to jump in with money. I jumped in with money. That was a bad idea. But
jump in with fake money.
Yeah, jump in with fake money, understand what you're doing, then go in.
Like on some real stuff, dude, when I started investing, I thought a little bit compared myself to you, like a little bit, right? Because I thought, he can do it. You know, why can't I? And then I realized this guy's been in there for like, because I knew you were been doing it for years. I was like, this guy's been doing it for years, right? I just started. Like, there's no way I can expect myself to do something like that, you know?
To do something crazy, yeah.
Like,
I know.
Give me 7 years. You know, that's what I mean. That's why you have that big advantage of starting early. And that's why starting early is really nuts. Kind of wish I did it, but.
It is crazy. Dude, starting early in everything.
I'm happy now that I started at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, at our age, it's like, it's not like we're not starting early, bro. I'm 18, bro. Like,
yeah,
I got so many years ahead of me. Like, just start now. Just start now. Like, even if you think, damn, dude, they did it like so much earlier and trying to compare yourself to them, start now. You'll be fine.
Just start now fine. And then maybe use fake money or learn and then use real money. Don't use real money first because then you'll lose 20% like I did.
But that's with everything, though. Like, just start now. Like, you don't need to worry about it, bro.
That's facts. I did that with this podcast. This podcast started off as like a political thing, the political times. You were an OG. Yeah. I feel like if people that are watching this now, if they like watch this at the beginning, if they were OGs, they would realize, like, you know, you were on one of these episodes. You were on like the second one. We were just rambling on like politics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started, and then I realized it wasn't really doing good. Like I wanted it to, so I changed it up.
Yeah.
It's all about getting started, dude.
100%. It's definitely like just get started. It's fine. But yeah, I mean, stocks, it is what it is. I don't know what to say, bro.
Yeah. You use the money you do make though to like have fun and stuff, right? Like you tend to go out a lot.
100%. Yeah. I use everything I do is pretty much with my own money.
Okay. I do notice you go out like a lot. Like I'm talking a crazy amount.
Hey, bro.
Hey, I'm not calling that a bad thing. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Like, what is your goal kind of like with all that? Like, what do you...
There is no goal, bro. Like,
you going out to have like fun and stuff?
Yeah, have fun. Meet new people, get connections, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm just a very... Like, I like to be very social or I like to just go out. I'd prefer that over FaceTime call, Discord, whatever. Just going out with friends. So, it's just... how I like to have fun. Like, I'd rather go out than watch a YouTube video or watch a whole Netflix series. And
yeah,
that's just how it is, bro.
No, yeah, like, obviously, like, everything in real life is way better. But,
mm-hmm.
Like, what do you like doing when you go out? Because I'm more asking this for myself because sometimes I run out of ideas, dude. Like, I like going out, too. But two things, I don't have high stamina, so I get burnt out quickly. And...
Yeah.
I don't like repeating the same thing again. Like I don't want to keep going hitting a certain mall over and over. It's like, what do you do? I'm curious.
Okay, so here's the thing. One thing is you do need to build up your stamina because, dude, some nights I know some parents are not okay with this, bro. Some nights I'll be out at like 12 p.m. and then I'll come back at 4 a.m., bro. Like I have, I'm willing to stay out.
Before school? Is this like before a school day?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it might be a Sunday, bro.
Holy.
Maybe. Stamina's not a big thing, but what do you want to do, right? You got to think, like, malls, they're kind of overrated, bro, because you go there, and then you walk into a store, and you only have a select few stores that are for you, and you just leave. Like, there's nothing big. I'm a very big food person, so I really love going on Yelp and trying to find, like, you got to scroll.
So that's where you find your food? You find it on Yelp? Because I see you, like, you eat, like crazy good food. I don't know where to find it.
All the time, dude. So if you go into Yelp,
install Yelp right now. Hold on.
I'm gonna give you a tour right now, bro. So you go into Yelp, right? Then you pick a city that you're gonna go to. So I'm gonna say LA, bro. Los Angeles. Maybe you're not willing to drive that far, but I'm gonna say LA.
Hell yeah,
bro.
I am, dude.
Los Angeles.
I went there last.
Then
weekend.
I'm gonna click open now, sort, and then you just sort by most reviewed because they have like thousands of reviews, so they're probably gonna be very popular. And then you're just looking for things that have like 4.5 stars. Some things are gonna be way out of your budget, right?
Yeah.
And then some things are gonna be like not that bad. So,
so
I got like
how
a
you
ramen
find the
place,
gems?
9,000 reviews. Oh, the Wursten Crusher. I don't know how to say it, bro. It's a hot dog place, German hot dog place in
LA. The Wiener, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, their fries are so fire, bro.
I went there.
The
You know Riga, the guy we know.
Yeah.
I had him on one of these episodes. You know, he lives like really close to it. It's like walking distance.
For real? Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Like, they have really good fries. It's gas. Howland Ray's, pretty fire chicken spot. You just gotta search on Yelp, bro.
You seem to know all the places in LA, dude. I swear, LA is like your second home.
Dude. Oh, that's another thing. So, like, if you wanna be able to, like, go to different places and do that, you have to be willing to drive. You have to be willing.
I actually love driving, though. Like, on some real stuff. If I have my friends in the car and, like, I got music playing, it's fun.
No problem. No problem. Maybe the gas is a little bit of a problem, but
that's the only problem.
Yeah, I luckily drive a CNG, so gas is cheaper for me. Natural gas, so yeah. So a lot cheaper than normal gas. think it's like $2 per gallon on most places.
You're so balling. It's $5 a gallon for me.
I know. It feels bad.
Like I used to poop on people that would have electric cars.
Electric or whatever. Yeah.
But now they're looking favorable. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. 100%. But so I really just, I am willing to drive like an hour and a half just to go to a place to vibe at. So is that willingness to drive to a city that you know there's going to be something. Like if I go to LA, I know there's going to be something. And when I'm there, I'll search up something to do. I'll search up a place. I'll go to like all these stores, all these shoe stores, whatever. Right.
Yeah. Like you're not going to drive to Wyoming and hope there's something there, dude.
Yeah. And because we're personally in Orange County, right? Once you know everything, like you know the spectrum, you know these food spots in Irvine, you know like these boba spots. It's like it's the fun part of hanging out is exploring. So
definitely,
you gotta try to find like look up new viewpoints, look up new like just things.
On like Google.
On Google, whatever. It's that simple. Like if I look up viewpoints right now, like I could tell you a couple that are in OC that are pretty fire, like Turtle Rock in Irvine. What's it called?
Honestly, man, for me, when it comes to like driving far, my willingness isn't the issue. Like I drove to Palm Springs over winter break.
Oh dang!
It
was
it's not bad. And believe it or not, dude, I made it there. Like my car had like 30 mile per gallon when I did that. It was nuts. My old little Civic had something going. But my biggest like issue is probably parents. Like they don't want me out too long, and they probably get a little worried.
Yeah.
I can't even blame them, to be honest with you. Like,
dude, if you're out at that time, like, yeah, I went to San Diego the other day and I got my car jacked. Literally got my car jacked.
Really?
Yeah. Not my, like, they didn't steal my car.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
They broke in and they took like the stuff in my car. So.
Damn.
Yeah. Let me tell you the actual story. So basically, we were in San Diego. We had a group of 12, right?
12?
Yeah. So
all in one car.
We took two cars.
Yeah.
We drove down to San Diego. I parked. They parked, right? And I had an older car because I took like I didn't take my normal Civic because I needed to fit 7 people in there, right?
Yeah.
And luckily, we put all of our like expensive stuff in the trunk. So, if you think about it, like. My friend's MacBook was in the car. Oh. I know this is not a big deal, but my friend's Mochas, probably like $600, $700 shoes.
God forbid. Like, God forbid like they take the shoes.
A bunch of jackets, a bunch of like my headphones and stuff. They were in the back, the trunk.
Yeah.
Right.
So no one touched that though, right?
No one touched it. No one touched it.
Okay.
And then in the front, there's like a portable charger, my friend's keys, my other friend's keys, like all that was in the front. So, and my headphones, my JBL headphones, bro.
So those are gone.
So then those are gone.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so we went to eat at this place. I don't know if you saw my story with the little pig and the little panda. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, we ate there, right? It was like a ramen katsu like type place.
Yeah.
Type. We came back and there was a bike behind my car, right? Like a bike sitting on the floor. And my friends were laughing. They're like, oh, you're going to have to back up, bro. Why is there a bike behind your car? Like, what? Like, you know what I mean? So they're like, bro, what? And I was just like, okay, yeah, what? I'm like, I have to back out. So I'm just going to move that bike. And then I walk up a little more. And then they're like, oh, shoot, VJ. They slap my side. And they're like, VJ, bro, there's a dude in your car. And I look at the driver's seat and I'm just like, what? And I like, we all ran over there. And we're just like, bro, what the heck? And he just goes on his bike and leaves. And he's a homeless dude.
He ran off?
With his little like, we're a group of 12. So I was kind of mad that none of us caught him, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had like a power bank wire. Like it was like, if we add everything up, it was like $700 worth of stuff. Cause I did not know. Dude, your car key cost $300 to replace.
He took the car keys?
Not my car keys, but like my friend, he left his keys in there. And then my other friend left his like apartment keys in there. And the beeper to the apartment key costs $300. And then my friend's keys to his car cost $300.
What car is he driving, your friend?
No. It's just he drives a Camry, but it's like any car.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they also took my car registration.
Okay, so then
they know where I live, which is kind of scary, you know.
Yeah. Did you talk to the police at all or no?
Yeah, we actually do have a police report.
Okay.
I would read it to you, but I'm too lazy.
Don't please don't read the don't read it. Don't read don't it. Read That's gonna get boring. Don't read it.
Yeah. So yeah, we did create the report. We did file everything.
Honestly,
that got lost.
This is a big brain. You should make copies of your keys. I have 3 copies of my Honda Civic keys. And it's like they're not they weren't that expensive to make either. Like I bought some random like holder off of Amazon for like $20. Mm-hmm. It was like a Honda holder, and then you put the chip in there and stuff. And you make like a copy. Yeah. It's good. That's good because then if you lose one or you break one, you still have 2 more. But it's mainly because my parents wanted keys too.
I didn't really know you could do that. So that's shout out there. That's a fire idea.
Shout out to my dad for helping me.
Yeah. But I think for some of the keys, like I know there's like the wireless, like David had the wireless like key thing. That's the one that got stolen. So
Oh yeah. Those are harder. Yeah. Those are, you can't really replicate.
You can't really make those. That's why it costs like 300, you know. But
yeah.
So definitely with newer cars, more expensive keys, very hard to make. So you're gonna lose those, you know. Always good to have copies of your keys for your house, you know.
Yeah, definitely. so you don't have to be locked out.
Locked out your house.
That's nuts. Yeah. I didn't know San Diego had like stuff like that going on.
Nah, bro. Every city, every big city is like that. You just got to be careful.
I'd expect LA more over San Diego to have some.
I know
like that
the amount. I'm gonna be real. Like the amount of times I've been to LA,
that's
and nothing's
nuts.
Happened to
I'm surprised you're good, man.
Yeah.
Like
and then
2-3 weeks ago, we went to LA. Me and Navon and Riga, right? We're in line getting boba, and this like short homeless man comes up to us. He's short. And me and Riga got the tanks on. Like, we got the tank tops on. So, he probably wasn't going to try anything. But he came up to us. He was like, you guys have any money? And we were like, nah, man. We don't have anything. We left our wallets. And he was like, oh, okay, whatever. He goes to the Asian dude. There's, like, an Asian dude next to us. He's getting his boba. You know, he's chilling. And this guy comes up to him. He's like, hey, do you have any change or money for me? This guy's like, nah, man. I'm sorry. That guy, he, like, stops. He looks at him for 2 seconds. And he looks up. He starts swearing at him. He's like, you punk. Why? You don't have any of my, you don't have money. This is why your shoes ragged. I don't know. He said something like that. Like he was cursing out the dude next to us, and he walked off. That was random as hell, in LA.
I mean, stuff like that happens all the time, dude.
It's always like
careful.
That. Yeah.
Gotta be careful,
dude. In that city, especially in the downtown, it smells like piss and weed. Like this, I'm keeping it 100, dude. That's what it smells like.
It does. Like I don't go to LA for the downtown. Like LA is huge. Like.
There's
a
good part
area.
Of LA. Do you know where the Grove, right? That's that over there is like really nice part.
Yeah.
And like Bel Air and stuff.
Bel Air, all that. No, LA is huge. So when you say you go to LA, like that's
you gotta
so
specify.
Vague. When you go to San Diego, on the other hand, it's actually a lot smaller. So you definitely can like pinpoint where you at and stuff. Yeah. I don't know how I actually like every time I go to San Diego, I swear something bad happens. Like on my birthday.
I remember that.
On my birthday, bro. I was trying to go to San Diego, and this is completely my fault. I'm going to take full responsibility. Like, it's just bad. It's unfortunate, you know?
Yeah.
But my birthday, I was trying to go to San Diego, and I was speeding a little bit.
A little bit.
And then on my way there, I get a ticket. It kind of ruined the vibe of my birthday. Didn't go to
San Diego. You still ended up going there or no?
Nah, didn't end up going because, you know, yeah. And then we were like, me and my friends have this term called it's called the point of no return. So if we pass it, then we're going to San Diego no matter what happens. So we didn't pass that point. So we kind of
just
headed
back.
Went to the Spectrum. Got like I got some food there. We went to like I don't know. There was a Mexican restaurant there. So we chilled there. Javier's.
Though.
That's what it's called. Javier's. Javier's. Yeah. We got food there and then we left. But I was going 104. So definitely. Definitely justified.
Yeah,
but
insurance rates probably insurance rates probably took a hefty hit after that.
I am fighting the case in court.
Damn. Okay.
Still, so it hasn't gone on my insurance yet.
That's good.
So, I'm just kind of stalling.
Good luck,
you know
good luck
I mean?
Man. But, filibuster.
Yeah. I'm just filibustering, bro.
Nice.
But yeah, it's just like unfortunate, bro. San Diego's just a fortunate place. I do want to go to UCSD though. That would be a vibe.
UCSD is cool, although it's not my number one. UCI is my number one. Irvine.
Oh, for sure.
100% Irvine.
Berkeley is my number one of everything. But
Would you be down to go like live there, Berkeley?
In Berkeley, 100%, 100%.
Would you get a dorm or would you like get an apartment?
Well, you
have
to get a dorm.
They're both expensive there, aren't they?
Dorms are cheaper, and you have to get a dorm for your first year, I think. Something like that.
Oh, yeah, because you live far anyway, so.
Yeah. No, freshman year, you have to live on campus, a dorm.
Really?
Some rule like that, yeah.
I heard, like, if you live in a certain, like, if you, like, UCI for me, if you live close.
I think if you live in the county, it's different. Or yeah. Something like that, but.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you're, like, kind of, like, far, you have to get a dorm your freshman year.
Dude, you know, yeah. I was checking the UCI portal. Their results start coming out literally in like 4 days.
What?
I'm not kidding. March 1st is the
no.
March 1st is
no.
the 4 or 3 days, no. dude. VJ, I'm no, not kidding.
Bro. And then bro.
The worst part, dude, the worst part is it's such a big interval. From March 1st to 31st is the results.
Oh.
So like
oh.
you could have your homies getting their results March 1st, and then you have to wait till mm-hmm. March 31st, dude. I'm gonna lose my mind over that.
Dude, if they come out on March 31st, like, if my friends got in by, like, say, March 15th, all of them got in,
yeah.
I'm just assuming I didn't make it in.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah,
like,
if I have to
that's
wait,
the feeling I got.
It's
yeah.
going to be so, it's going to be so painful, man.
Yeah. No, apparently, it's like that because UCI does this tactic of waitlisting everybody, even if you're, like, very qualified or underqualified, mm-hmm. they waitlist a lot of people to see if you're going to go to another college, and then they accept you.
Really?
That's what happened. Yeah, they do that. That's what I've heard. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's true.
Do you know? Wait. Yeah. So when does the waitlist end then? How long do they wait?
I don't know. I haven't done like my research into that. Just
I see.
That's what I know happens. I really want to go to UCI as well.
No, UCI is definitely a really good place.
It's vibes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, bro. We've been going for 52 minutes.
Dang.
That's actually nuts. Yeah, that's probably my longest episode, VJ. You have a lot to. You clearly have a lot to talk about.
Hey, bro. I thought I didn't, but yeah.
We have reached the time limit, though, for this episode. There is no time limit. I'm just saying that. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. VJ, thank you so much for being on this episode. Really appreciate having you here.
Thank you for having me.
It's fun. Yep. Fun 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make sure to follow us on Spotify and all the other places we're up on. I don't know where they are, but you can find them if you look on the internet. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.
See y'all.